Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Taking Stock on Tuesday, the 20th of June, 2023. It's a roundup of today's business news and investment views with risers and fallers and or winners and losers, whatever you like to call it. And let's start with indices. FTSE 100, hardly moving today, up 0.05% at 7591. It's not far, actually, off its 200-day moving average, which, of course, many people call the bull bear line. That is at 7533, and it's right now 7591, so not far off that. Worst indices today is the FTSE 250, down 0.57%, just over half of 1% to 18,757. For once, the AIM All share isn't the worst performing indices. It is down, though, at 0.29% at 787. Currency, bonds, commodities. The only thing of interest, really, is yesterday, the UK 2-year government bond yield is now above 5%. It's still above that. And it hasn't been this high since July 2008. And of course, this is sort of predicting what the Bank of England is going to do with interest rates tomorrow. Okay, top three business stories. The average UK tenant now spends more than 28% of their pay before tax on rent. It means people are spending more of their wages on rent than at any other time in the last 10 years, according to property portal Zoopla. Average rents for new lets have also risen, jumping by 10.4% in a year, making it harder for people to afford places. At two, the UK economy could fall into recession if the Bank of England lifts interest rates as high as some investors expect. New analysis from Bloomberg Economics show that Britain could tip into a shallow recession if the Bank of England pushes its benchmark lending rate to 6%. Really? It's not going that high, is it? Surely. Currently, the money markets indicates there's a slightly greater than evens chance of the BOE base rate hits 6% by February 2024, up from 4.5% present, with a rise to 4.665% expected on Thursday. Okay, number three, story number three is supermarket inflation has eased to its lowest level this year, but remains high, forcing people to change how they eat and cook as households' budgets are strained, according to the data firm Kantar. Annual grocery inflation in Great Britain declined to 16.5% in the 4 weeks to 11th of June, down from 17.2% last month and a record 17.5% in March. It remains at its sixth highest level since the financial crisis in 2008, Kantar said. The biggest price rises were for eggs, cooking, sauces and frozen potato products. In fact, there's two data points now where we've gone back to 2008. Bond yields and inflation. Not a good omen, really. Okay, time for winners and losers. Only one real winner based on news today, and that's Lookers PLC. Ticker there is Look, and that's a recommended all-cash offer. It's up around 30-odd percent, and the board of directors of Global and Auto Holdings and Lookers have reached an agreement on the terms of a recommended all-cash offer by Bidco at 1.20 pence per share, which is around 35.3% premium to the closing price yesterday. Losers, Bidstack. What is it down at the moment? I think it's down about 30-odd percent, and this is because it's released its final results. Let's look. 32% I'm looking at right now. Final results. Revenue up 101% to 5.3 million, but that's less than the original forecast. And loss after tax of 7.7 million. This is versus 6.3 million last year. Cash balance at the 31st of December is 8.7 million. But I think what's really, kicking the share price is the group they announced in the outlook there. The group is currently negotiating a convertible loan facility with a strategic investor and expects to be able to make further updates in due course. Also a big fall today, a big loser, Somero Enterprises, a trading update. And of course, they do these automated machines, concrete levelers involved in the construction industry. But they say in their trading update, elevated interest rates, tightened bank lending standards, and to a lesser degree, construction permitting delays due to large complex projects creating bottlenecks in the approval process in certain portions of the US have led to an increase in delayed starts to non-residential construction products. So it's mainly, like it says there, interest rates and tightened bank lending. So they said the company expects H1 2023 revenue will be in a range between 15 and 20% below the record 68.5 million revenue reported in H1 2022, and full year 2023 revenue will approximate to $120 million, approximately 10% below 2022 revenue of $133 million. Most read RSs at three, it's Atlantic Lithium initial infill drilling results. And Neil Herbert, executive chairman of Atlantic Lithium, says initial infill results at the Awoya South 2 deposit are encouraging and show continuity of mineralization between drill sections. At two, this has become a bit of a mess here. Revolution Beauty, potential legal proceedings against the company's founder and former CEO. And they say now, because of course he's no longer CEO there, but on the 19th of May, the company sent a letter to Mr. Minto, a letter of claim. The claim alleges that Mr. Minto breached his fiduciary, statutory, and contractual and tortious duties to the company. Certain of the matters alleged contributed to the delay in the audit of the group's 2020 results and the suspension of the company's shares from trading on AIM. The company is looking to recover material sums relating to the exceptional costs and the company incurred as a result of matters alleged. And also, on top of this, of course, you've got Boohoo taking the stake and requesting an AGM and also requesting that new directors aren't appointed to the board. So it's a bit of a mess, that one. RevB is the ticker there. The most read RNS is from Bidstack Group, of course, and that's down 32%. Disappointing investors. I think the most disappointing thing there, of course, for investors is that convertible loan note. Of course, it depends who is taking that with. If it's a third party, then of course they haven't got a good reputation and they do dilute and they're often at a discount. So it's generally not very good news for the share price when companies take out CLNs. Hope that's all good. That's it for today. Taking stock on Tuesday, the 20th of June, 2023.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, PayLater, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com.
Loans subject to approval in available locations.